You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. It is 8:02, Juneteenth Eve, Tuesday, June 18th. We are back with our second hour. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And I'm so excited about this announcement right here, Telly. See, this is what it's all about. There is no summer in this world like Milwaukee summer.
Yeah.
You just can't defeat the Milwaukee summertime. And Milwaukee's biggest party on the lake is back. Summerfest makes its return this Thursday. And to celebrate, the truth is giving away. You got it. Summerfest tickets all day, every day, on every show throughout Summerfest. Now, y'all, is your chance to win a 4-pack of Summerfest tickets on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Call right now, 833-212-1017. Call right now and be caller number 5. Be caller number 5 right now to win a free 4-pack of Summerfest tickets. And that again is 833-212-1017.
Monique Jones, congratulations. Bam, bam, bam. She's been entered to win the $5,000 Gruber One Call. That's all 5K giveaway. So, Monique Jones, congratulations. Hopefully, you'll get the big call when the drawing happens. So,
and holla at your girl.
Yes.
When you do. And the phone lines are blowing up again. You want to be caller number 5 for the 4-pack of Summerfest tickets giveaway. Man. We ain't playing here at the truth. We hooking y'all up, and yes. I love it because you deserve it.
Yep, and you got to be in it to win it, so you got to call.
Got to call. Yes. All right. Now, we've been talking about a lot this morning, including the recent comments that former President Trump made about Milwaukee. We've all heard it. You know, this is where we were talking about what were the reactions, how this could potentially be perceived as a slam or even an insult to black voters here in Wisconsin, as well as all over the country. Here's the reality. The Democratic Party, they are in the lab right now because more and more black voters who are being polled are either saying, we don't know who we're voting for, or we're voting for Trump, or we're not voting at all. And that historically is unheard of.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a very interesting next, what, when is November, the 11th month of the year? So that would be 4 or 5 more months.
Yeah.
Less than.
It's going to be interesting, very interesting on how these debates go. But the one thing that probably scares most Democrats right now is the fact that Trump supporters remain unwavering. Like, they haven't moved. Like, convictions, he could say different things, do different things, and they still support him.
I'm still processing the voter that, and I can't remember who and when, but he said, President Trump, and I think you talked about this before, he could stand on the stairs of, was it the White House or the Capitol Hill and shoot somebody?
Yeah, he said, I can literally go down. He even said it. Trump said this. He said, and you could look it up. Anywhere you could look up old videos, YouTube, wherever. He said, I can stand on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and shoot and kill somebody and nothing will happen to me. And it's real. It's real.
You want some other real news? MPS.
Mm.
I feel like we should play Young and the Restless music in the background. We have to get Ricky to give some Young and the Restless music. MPS, The board of Milwaukee Public Schools has reached a deal with the acting superintendent. According to this deal, Eduardo Galvin will earn an additional $967.49 for each pay period in addition to his existing salary to serve as acting superintendent while the Milwaukee Public Schools Board of School Directors are in search of the interim superintendent, which will then be followed by a permanent superintendent. So on Monday night, in a unanimous vote, the MPS Board of School Directors, in attempts to fill the leadership void and navigate through this financial mess, scandal, catastrophe, however you want to call it, which has cost the district millions in state funding, have voted Eduardo Galvin to become the district's acting superintendent while the board begins the process to find an interim superintendent.
DT, you know I am always interested in what's not reported. And I'm wondering, like, why in the world, why in the world are you going to make it public knowledge of he will get $967.49 per pay period in addition to his existing salary? Well, what is his salary? Like, if you're going to put that out there, why would you put his salary out there as well?
Let's see if we can find out Mr. Galvin's salary.
Secondly, we started laughing because before the show started, we were talking and I told you my opinion on this. And you're like, that's a great point. And I'm like, so why are we where the board just found an acting superintendent? I thought acting and interim would be the same thing. So you just hired an acting superintendent to get you to where you could get an interim superintendent before you hire a permanent superintendent.
Stay tuned for another edition of NPS and the Restless. As today's episode, not only do we not have money or a superintendent, we've got the same board finding an interim. Oh, wait a minute. An acting before the interim, before the permanent. That's right. Here on another episode of the MPS Catastrophe.
Man, that's like the truth saying, you know,
you
what?
You gotta laugh to keep
We're going to hire someone to fill in for Telly before we hire someone to be his interim replacement. Then we're going to hire somebody to replace him. So it takes three hires.
We're going to give him more money, too, by the way.
And we're going to give him a little more money, even though we can't figure out anything else.
We've been doing such a great job here. We actually have no friends at the state and federal level. But, yeah, here's another $1,000 a week for you.
Before you even show up. Here's an additional
compensation.
Even if you come in, regardless of how you perform this job, we're just going to give you a little extra just to say thank you.
Why does MPS make this public? Are y'all trying to make us mad? It's like, don't even, ignorance is bliss. Don't even tell us this. I mean, I get it. They have to. It's public information. And as part of the process, they have to release a copy of the new administrative assignment. But, you know how, like, when your grandma would be like, baby, it ain't a good time right now. Don't go in there and tell your mama that. It ain't a good time. Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, my question for you and another gentleman, my question is, I heard you speaking earlier, and my question is, for the third time, I'm repeating myself like I've been drinking. Why is it these black pastors and these black people are lowering their standards for Trump as if he's EBT cards and low-income houses?
Great question, Al. I was thinking the same thing the other day. Why is it such a big deal or important for you to have Trump? Like, because I can't think of anybody that says, you know what, Trump can keep it real unless he comes over on 52nd and Burleigh. And then once he gets there, he's just going to stand there and take pictures. Thank you for having me. And that's it. Nothing's going to change afterwards. You're not saying, okay, I'm going to set up shop here and I'm going to help people in this community. If I'm going to start here and branch out. He ain't say none of that. He was just sitting there.
Because I'm starting to think there's a fetish for race play, because I know for some of our people, they like being told what to do by whites. But I just wanted to ask that question. Have a great day, and please stop over-frying the pork chops. Let them rest. Have a great day.
I love the final tips. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. When we come back, we're going to continue to read, as well as hear from you. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We got a lot of messages coming in on both our YouTube message board, which you can stream and watch Telly and I live on YouTube or X at 101.7 The Truth and 101.7thetruth.com. Stay tuned. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's going on, Truth Nation? You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Hope you are having a great week so far. The great news is that today is Juneteenth Eve. And so for many of us, matter of fact, all of us, you should be able to sleep in tomorrow morning. And again, tell non-black people, tell them right now, level set expectations. Don't ask me to do nothing tomorrow. What's wrong with you?
Right.
I want to give a huge congratulations to Scotty Strouder on winning a 4-pack of Summerfest tickets. You were caller number 5. Congratulations. Be sure to tune in to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes today for your next opportunity to win a 4-pack of Summerfest tickets. To purchase tickets to Summerfest, visit summerfest.com/tickets.
And DT, we've been telling Truth Nation we're going to be giving away some hot items, and we're going to keep it going. Milwaukee's biggest party on the lake starts this week in a couple of days, as a matter of fact. And guess what? The award-winning 101.7 The Truth has the hookup for you. Now is your chance to win a 4-pack of Summerfest tickets and a pair of tickets to see SZA live at Summerfest. It's time for those phone lines to blow up again, Ricky. Call now, 833-212-1017, and be caller number 2. We're going to make it real easy. We ain't going to make people wait until 7. Caller number 2 right now to win these tickets. Again, a 4-pack of Summerfest tickets and a pair of tickets to see SZA at Summerfest. Call right now.
And speaking of calls, live on our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017, we've got Tony from Tulsa. Good morning, Tony. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. So I kind of wanted to rebuttal Al. I don't know why in this community that we feel like this Trump is the boogeyman. And Trump and Biden are two guys from the same cloth. And so what I mean by that is that they say the same thing and they do the same thing. And for us to be like, I feel like we're the most propagandized people. I'm like, oh, well, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden it's freak out mode. Excuse me, there's a fire, a paramedic coming up, so if they just loud. But it just frustrating to me because last time I checked, 4 years ago, interest rates for homes, auto loans, or anything like that weren't sky high. There was no $8 for eggs several years ago. The money that I was making could be stretched a lot more 4 years ago. I'm no dump fan. Again, I told you they're cut from the same cloth. But to act like this guy is different from this guy just because he's on your team or your side, I'm intelligent enough to be like, these guys are cut from the same cloth. They both had sexual assault allegations pressed against them. They last time I checked, it was Biden that locked up several millions of black people and black families. And then also with when it comes, one of the reasons why we can't get health care in this country is because of both of them. None of them really serve the people. So once we start acting like that and understanding that in our community, the better off we'll be. That's why Milwaukee hasn't changed, I think, since the 60s. You got still the same situation. They marching, they talking about the same stuff. They keep doing the same exact thing and then expecting a different result. And then be like, oh, but if you don't get these particular people in here, then this is going to happen. Okay, all right. So what are you going to actually do now? You keep doing the same thing. What are you actually going to do? Let's start getting the people in office that we know that's going to serve the people. Not do lip service, but actually on the ground. Unfortunately, they don't do that. And then they fight back against one another and do everything to obstruct one another from actually getting ahead. And that's the problem that I see with it. And Milwaukee is going to continue to have the same issues. Downtown is going to continue to progress, while the north side, which is closer to downtown, continues to decrease unless the gentrification happens, which is starting to happen anyway. I've seen it in several different cities that I lived in, and the same result happens every single time. So, I mean, it is what it is. You can say Orange Guy is the boogeyman, and he's different from this one. They're still not going to serve your community, and that's point blank, period.
Well, man, that was great. Yes, thank you for your call. And the biggest thing that I'm going to take away from what you said is the fact that you are not allowing them to insult your intelligence. I think that's the biggest thing that is most frustrating to me, is when you allow these politicians to play you the way that they want to play you. Mm-hmm. And all the information is right out there. The only thing you have to do is take a minute to look at it and process it and filter it the way that you want to. But I totally agree that you can't just look at one person as one bad and one is good, or this, that, and the other. And we have talked about it ad nauseum, DT, and that is we're forced to pick the lesser of two evils. And throughout my entire life, that has never been the case more than it has been these last two presidential cycles.
I completely agree. And to build off of Tony's, and I'm with you. I appreciate Tony's perspective because it also reminds me of something that we do in our community, and it drives me nuts, Telly. And I've made a conscious effort to not do it, especially with this upcoming presidential election. Why do we still guilt shame each other and, you know, say things like, well, you have to vote this way.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you, like, what do you mean you don't know? Or what do you mean you're considering voting that way? Mm-hmm. You have to vote this way. That's been our narrative. I mean, again, not to bring him up, but remember when Diddy had the whole vote or die? Think about mm-hmm. that. Vote or die.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm okay with campaigning to vote, but we all knew, you know, who Diddy was pushing, which was the Democratic vote. And it's like, black people, we got to stop. Look, I am confident. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm confident that my ancestors who died, who shed blood, who died and fought for me as a black person to have the right to vote, it wasn't about always vote Democrat. It was
right.
Your voice matters. You are mm-hmm. a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen, just like, you know, white people. You should have the right to vote.
Yeah, it's called conditioning. That's how they do that, and that's how they know they've been able to do it, because that's the way we have been conditioned. And
no
I,
other community does this,
yeah,
by the way.
And
no
I,
other community.
I remember I recently had a conversation with three, and I'll just put it out there, three white guys. And I flat out told them, I said, growing up as a black man, you're told you have to vote Democrat.
Absolutely.
Democrats are for black people. Republicans are for rich white people.
And they're racist, and they don't care about black
people.
All
of that. And then it's the same as when you think that, I don't know, if you curse too much, you're going to hell. Like, how we condition that certain sins are, oh, you're going to hell for doing that, and this, that, and the other. But we don't talk about repentance and forgiveness or anything like that. So my point is,
you talking about you going to hell for drinking alcohol, but then you turn around the corner and cuss somebody out.
Exactly.
That's a sure VIP pass to heaven.
So my thing is, I again, shout out to Tony from Tulsa. He brought up a lot of good points. And
you know what I like about what Tony said the most?
What's that?
They both cut from the same cloth. Yeah. I understood what you meant, Tony. I feel you, brother. I understood what you meant.
So oh,
tell me without telling me.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that, how they're on the same team, but one just happens to be on offense and the other one's on defense. But at the end of the day, they have on the same uniform. And we can't be fooled by these promises because, again, what is going on those 3 years where you're not campaigning and you are actually supposed to be doing your job? Are you going to these hoods? Are you following up? Or are you just doing this now to get the votes, and then once you get in, you're going to do your own thing, which I think is the answer, but that's just my opinion.
I've never been, you know what? Let me go ahead and finish my thought, because this is the truth. I've never, in the history of me being at the age where I'm legal, you know, where I'm able to vote, I've never been this torn before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I know people are like, well, how could you be torn? How could you? Because I'm not the same DT that I was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
People change.
Yeah.
And I pay attention. I'm only speaking on my, I'm not saying it and no one else pays attention. I'm only speaking based on, you know, what I've been doing.
Yeah,
and quite frankly, you know, over the past year, Telly, working with you as a co-host of a talk radio show where we focus on news, I'm more educated now than I've ever been because this position requires us. And I'm like, huh.
You start to pay more attention, start to see things. And again, I always tell people, pay attention to what they're not saying.
Man.
We pay so much attention to what they're saying. And, oh, my God, did you hear that? Did you read that? But what is it that they're not saying?
All I know is that when I saw President Biden on the lawn at the White House for Juneteenth celebration, that was a perfect example of you ain't got to say nothing, but you saying a whole lot.
Somebody.
You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. This is the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. When we come back, we're going to get into some exciting. This is one of my favorite segments. Because this is where we're going to get into some hot topics. And all you got to do, Truth Nation, is let Telly and I know, along with Telly, are you swiping right or are you swiping left? Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Stay tuned. Up next, Truth Swiping.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yo, I go by the name of Pharrell, from the Neptunes, and I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
Okay, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Grinding. That was like the let's go song.
Yeah,
that was the let's go song. What if President Joe Biden came out during one of his campaign rallies on this? I'd be like, now see, now we're cooking with peanut oil.
I saw him.
Now you're talking to us, Joe. We did it, Joe.
Somebody put this is how you look your first time in Magic City. And Joe just got sitting there. Anyway, who was the winner again? Blake. Congratulations, Blake. You are today's winner for the SZA tickets and the 4-pack of Summerfest tickets. Congratulations to Blake. Tap in this week as we will be giving away tickets to see SZA again tomorrow. and so much more on Truth Be Told this week. So you definitely want to keep it locked.
Definitely. Now, before we get into our truth swiping, checking in with the Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Before break, again, we were talking about not just the comment itself in terms of former President Trump describing Milwaukee as a horrible city, but was that a slam or an insult to black voters, considering that Milwaukee is the largest city in the state of Wisconsin, as well as where the most black people reside? On the Truth Talking text line, Shadio says Trump knows exactly what he's doing. He wants us to stop talking about his 35 felony convictions by changing his subject matter. That is why he called Milwaukee a horrible city. Rachel on the Truth Talking text line says, I love this conversation so much. Telly, so true. Exclamation point, point, point. Where are these politicians the past 3 years? They shine around making empty promises just to get the vote, then nothing changes. No wonder people are frustrated. DT, I'm still holding out for a Democrat surprise after they officially nominate Trump. I think they're going to replace Biden. Rachel?
Rachel, did you bug the studio? Because Denise has been talking about that.
I'm telling y'all, I'm still waiting. I think they're about to drop a bomb.
Yeah, most of the breaks we have taken this morning, that's what DT has been talking about. So, Rachel,
think about it. This is the first presidential election where the Democratic Party has heard, literally consistently heard black people saying, I'm voting for Trump, I don't know who I'm voting for, or I'm not voting at all, or I'm voting for Cornel West.
Yeah. But
this is the first time in a presidential election where you've heard as many black voters saying, I don't know.
I actually, though, not just black voters, but voters in general, I like the fact that you actually now will come out and say something. Do you know how many people say they weren't voting for Trump in 2016? Oh, no way. I'd never vote for a reality TV star. And then even in 2020, oh, man, there's no way I'd vote for him again, this, that, and the other. How does someone get almost 80 million votes with no one voting for him? So
you
at least these people are now saying that,
right.
Yeah, they're coming out and being honest about it, because you had a lot of dishonest people that were closet voting for Trump, but publicly
Absolutely.
Saying, there's no way I'd vote for him, blah, blah, blah.
I love that. Closet voting. I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so using that. The closet voters.
Yes. Saying in public, because it's not cool. It's not popular to go around and say, I like Trump or I'm voting for Trump.
And, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I remember when the audio between Billy Bush and former President Trump, this is when he was campaigning, where the audio was released where he said, grab a woman by her blank.
Yeah.
I remember so many women, Telly. We are outraged.
I can't believe.
Mm-hmm. There's no way. And then, you know, we have Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to lie to you, Telly. I knew. I was like, oh, she got this.
Mm-hmm.
She got this, because women are going to show up.
They going to turn and say he's a misogynist, he's a narcissist, he's all this and all that.
And I woke up the next morning and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Now, them were some closet voters.
Yes.
Big
for
time.
Sure.
Big
for
time.
Sure. no doubt about it.
Can you imagine how Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton must have felt, knowing that this country would rather have a man that said on audio, who also paid a porn star hush money, and people knew about Stormy Daniels at that time.
Sure did.
It just didn't become a trial yet, but everybody knew. And I'm like, can you imagine how she felt?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the country. No wonder you don't hear from her no more. I'd be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have been even more petty and just relinquished my U.S. citizenship and did like Tina Turner and moved to Zurich.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the quote
that
President Obama said the other day. He said, we have normalized. He was basically saying the behaviors that we're seeing now, we have normalized it. So nothing shocks us anymore. Whereas before, any of these things would have just totally banned you or eliminated you from ever even thinking about running for president.
Now, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
All right, let's get into this truth swiping, because I know Ricky's probably going to say, stop, cut it off. Should we wait or can I do it now? Look at me with the innocent face. Please don't cut me off. All right, here we go. Because, you know, we got to respect the producer. He got to do his job. I get it. All right, here we go. Truth swiping. Now, if you are listening and want to share your thoughts, 833-212-1017. If what I share with you gives you good energy, then you're swiping right. If your nose turns up or your eyebrows go up, then you're probably going to want to swipe left. Here we go. Malia and Sasha Obama, daughters of former President Barack Obama, have chosen career paths in entertainment rather than politics, following their mother's advice to avoid political careers. Barack Obama discussed this during a fundraising event for President Joe Biden, emphasizing Michelle's influence on their decisions. Both sisters are college graduates, with Malia debuting her short film at Sundance and Sasha involved in the entertainment industry, reflecting the family's post-White House focus on media and production through their Higher Ground Productions company. Okay, Malia and Sasha.
I am so for it. I am swiping right.
You don't want them to run? You don't want them to be in politics?
Here's the thing. You want to talk about pressure. Oh, my gosh. The pressure they would have on them, even from day one. And I totally, totally agree with that. And good for them. They can carve out their own lives, and you definitely get a head start. How do you think Jenna Bush got on NBC?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she does a great job.
Yeah, she does a great job.
She does a great job on that show.
But when she first got that job, she had no TV experience.
Right.
How do you think that happened?
A phone call.
A phone call. Exactly. So
one
if
call.
You could have a
Look,
phone
one call,
call.
That's all.
If you could have a phone call that can help you get to places, by all means.
Absolutely. All right. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and rapper Quavo will discuss gun violence reduction at the first annual Rocket Foundation Summit in Atlanta today. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris and rapper Quavo are going to speak. During this event, they're going to honor the late rapper Takeoff and aim to make Atlanta a model for reducing gun violence, featuring panels on community violence, intervention, and youth programs. Vice President Kamala Harris and Quavo's conversation follows Quavo's September 2023 visit to the White House, where he discussed gun safety laws with Madam Vice President.
I'm going to swipe right because I like the fact that if it was nothing outside of this meeting today, I would have swiped left, because we get sick of these 1 minute publicity stunts and then people forget about it the next day or the next half hour. But this is a follow up, like you said, from the 2023 visit between them two. And if they are going there to start these programs and start implementing them, I'm all for that. I mean, anything that's going to reduce gun violence,
yes,
especially in our communities, I'm for it.
Yes, absolutely.
And not just a pep rally one day and then, you know, you forgot about it. Like, let's really start to put in the work. So swiping right.
Swiping right as well. Now, a judge has ruled against Shiloh Sanders, who is Deion Sanders' son, Coach Prime, in his attempt to dismiss an $11 million debt owed to former school security guard John Darjean, stemming from a 2015 assault incident. The court found insufficient allegations that Sanders concealed assets through LLCs, which could potentially be considered his alter egos. The trial will proceed, and Shiloh Sanders, again, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders' son, also faces an additional complaint alleging his debt should remain due to, quote, willful and malicious conduct, unquote.
Mm. Woo. I'm going to have to swipe left on that. I'm swiping left because Shiloh's in trouble. They're going to get that money from him. And the reason why I say that is because they know he has it.
Of course.
If he didn't have the money, wouldn't be trying to come after him for the money. He has his NIL money, and this has nothing to do with his dad's money.
At all.
He has his own money, and they're going to come after it. And And this isn't something that it seems like it's going to go away. I hate it for him.
Yeah, I do too. That's a real number. But to your point, you know, if you got it, they're going to come. That's why these celebrities, they only get sued once the album goes like triple platinum.
Right.
Oh, now you want to say, I wrote that song 20 years ago. Yeah, because it sold 20 million records. Now, this will be our last one. We got maybe room for one more after this. Why is he even... Okay, let me just read it, Telly. I don't want to create any bias. Charlemagne the God indicated that he would likely vote for President Joe Biden in the upcoming election, emphasizing the need to preserve democracy. During a discussion with Bill Meyer, or Mayor, who is coming to Milwaukee soon, I'm thinking about going to go see him at the Riverside.
Oh.
He stated that he considers Donald Trump a threat to democracy, but did not explicitly endorse any candidate. Charlemagne has previously voiced his dissatisfaction with both candidates, focusing instead on the importance of protecting democratic principles. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this one, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is there an option of a I don't care what Charlemagne has to say option?
That'd be swiping left.
Okay.
I'm going to
go ahead and go left. I have my opinions about Charlemagne and my opinions. I'll tell you this about it. I don't value his opinions that much. Let's
you see
just
my
say
face.
That. Yeah. Let's
go
just
to YouTube
say that.
To see DT.
I'm going to let him have that one. Yeah, yeah. Say what you want because you're not, the speaker for black men, black people.
Man.
So you can speak for yourself all day.
Steve Harvey about relationships, Charlemagne the God about politics. Why do we do that as a community?
People that have absolutely...
Yeah, he's been married 18 trillion times. Was, dating Marge... And I'm not judging. All I'm saying is that why do these people become regarded as the experts?
Oh, yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah,
he get a big left. Look, this is my swipe for him. Big old left. All right, last but not least, this is some good... Well, again, I can't say because I don't want to create a bias. Alabama A&M University is reinstating its men's cross-country program this fall after a 30-year hiatus, according to Director of Athletics Dr. Paul A. Bryant. The team, last active in 1994, will compete in NCAA Division I, bringing the university's total to 17 varsity sports. Additionally, Alabama A&M's football team will have 6 games aired on ESPN platforms for the upcoming SWAC season.
I'm going to swipe right, and I hope they go over to Africa and get a bunch of the runners from over there to come over here, get them in the college, and they win the doggone championship.
Man.
But 30 years without a cross-country team?
And you know what makes it even worse when you say it like that? That's when I graduated from high school. You're like 30 years? And I'm like, my 30-year high school reunion is this year. So when you said it like that, I'm like, man, I'm old.
Man.
Say it again, Telly. 30 years? I'm like, yeah, that's when I was graduating from high school.
During the graduating season, I thought back. I said, man, I've been out of college 25 years?
Telly, it's inevitable. We're getting old, brother.
Hey.
We're getting older, and we're getting better. Look,
getting
that's
better.
That self-talk when you know you're getting old. You try to, encourage yourself. I'm not getting old. I'm getting better. No, you're getting...
It's okay. Both can be true at the same time.
Yeah, ask Joe Biden. Okay? Because at that Juneteenth celebration at the White House, I was a little nervous.
I'm telling you, I thought he had a Mitch McConnell moment. He's just sitting there, and I was like, did he forget where he was?
I pulled a Mitch McConnell the other day with Darren. He had asked me to do something. And
I'm sure he appreciated that.
I was just like, okay, let me channel my inner Mitch McConnell. Here we go. He's like, Mom, what's wrong with you? I was like, oh, okay. What were you saying?
And he just come back. Yeah. So how about them Boston Celtics?
It works. It works, y'all. Do not sleep on Senator Mitch McConnell's moment. As a matter of fact, maybe he was strategic. Maybe he just did that because he didn't want to answer whatever question. I am mad at you, Senator Mitch McConnell. All right. Well, it has been another great show today. When we come back, we're going to give y'all our truth of the matter. Our truth talk and text line is 833-212-1017. You want to keep that number locked in because you've got after Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. Remember, today is what? It is Juneteenth Eve. Level set the expectations with all the non-Black people that you work with. And you simply, all you have to say is, and please, dear non-Black people, don't even put us in that position. Don't ask us to do anything tomorrow. Like, matter of fact, let us go home in about 3 hours. Give us a half day today.
We'll see you Thursday morning.
Yeah, we'll see you Thursday morning.
I'll make sure I adjust my attitude by the end.
Man, you know what? If you're a people manager and you got a lot of Black people that report to you, just walk in the office this morning and say, you know what, Byron?
Not Byron.
I believe in the independence of Black people. Why you laugh? Take the rest of the day off. Don't worry about that email. Don't worry about that report. Byron, you go have.
Rufus, I don't understand your struggle, but I'm going to empathize with you today.
Wait a minute. While Byron is getting ready to leave the office, Brian's like, what? What's happening?
Like, why does he get off? What? Though we had the same amount of PTO here.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We come back, we'll give you our truth of the matter. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. We are excited to be...
We are excited to bring our truth of the matter. My truth of the matter is, and I meant to say this earlier, shout out to Drew Holiday for being part of the Boston Celtics 2024 NBA championship team. That's the 18th NBA world title for the Boston Celtics. And then again, I love me some Drew Holiday, and I'm so glad that his trade or transition from the Bucks to Boston resulted in this. He played a heck of a season. So again, my truth of the matter is, shout out to Drew Holiday, the Boston Celtics. Bucks.
Hey. Hey.
You got the mic. He's like, hey.
My truth of the matter, that's a really good one, DT. And that just really goes to show, good things happen to good people, regardless of what you may go through, what you feel happens to you, a lot of times happens for you. Because, yes, Drew Holiday wanted to remain in Milwaukee, and he was very disappointed when he was traded away. But look at what it ended up being. Another NBA championship ring for Drew Holiday. So shout out to him. That wasn't going to be my truth of the matter, but DT, that was a great inspiration. And,
thank you again.
Congratulations to Drew Holiday and the Boston Celtics and my fellow St. Louisan, Jason Tatum.
Okay, shout out to Jason Tatum. Now, you inspired me with the whole Rufus name. I'm going to call somebody Rufus today. And with the closet boning. So, Telly, you taught me everything I need to know today to be great. Again, y'all, happy, happy Juneteenth Eve. The Truth will be celebrating with you tomorrow during the Juneteenth celebration all day. Stay tuned. Up next, Sherwin Hughes, followed by 6 more live hours of consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. This is The Truth. We'll see and hear y'all soon.
Peace out.